领先时刻，时刻领先。北京智盈国际英语，个性化英语辅导专家。
Listen to part of a lecture in a European history class.
When you hear the word famine today, you think of Africa and starving millions in war-torn countries like Sudan and Ethiopia. But 150 years ago, Ireland, the Emerald Isle next to England, experienced its own famine. And like today's story of starvation, the reasons for the famine are the same. A sad mix of greed, politics, and natural disaster. Ireland in 1845,the time of the Great Famine, was a country in big change brought on by the Industrial Revolution and a ballooning population. In the beginning of the 18th century, there were some 4.5 million Irish. 50 years, or two generations later, that number had more than doubled. Most of the population were Roman Catholic, poor, and worked on small farms owned by their English landlords. There was no birth control back then,and families with 10 or 12 children were not uncommon. With so many mouths to feed, there was never much food to go around. It didn't matter if you lived in the country or in the shadow of factory smokestacks in overcrowded cities like Dublin or Cork. Life was a struggle. Think of the world of Charles Dickens and his poor workhouse boys, Oliver Twist and David Copperfield, begging for food, willing to do anything to survive. The main food in Ireland was the white potato,known today as the Irish potato. This wonder crop, which was cheap to grow and plentiful when climatic conditions were right, was one of the reasons there ever was an industrial revolution in Europe. When the Spanish explorers brought the potato from Peru to Europe around 1550, they changed the whole diet of Europe. By 1800, the Irish were totally dependent on the potato as their primary food and cash crop for export.When a fungus infected the potato crop in the fall of 1845, half the harvest was lost. The next year, the crop also failed. The poor Irish tenants couldn't pay their rent or feed their families. They were dying of starvation and disease, and yet their greedy English landlords continued to export Irish grain to England to make bread and to feed the poor farmers and workers they imported cheap meal from India.In addition to being a foreign and unappetizing basic food, the cheap meal hardly had any nutritional value. The majority of Irish famine victims died from malnutrition diseases such as dysentery, scurvy, and cholera, rather than directly from starvation. The famine is only one of the many nails in the coffin of distrust and dislike that exists between the Irish and the English today. Ireland remains partitioned, with Northern Ireland still a part of the United Kingdom,because of religious differences, but also because of such grievous injustices that led to the Great Famine and one of the biggest waves of immigration. The only choice many Irish had was either to stay on the land and starve or leave. Under the Passenger Act of 1847, more than 1.5 million Irish immigrated to Canada and the U.S. They boarded ships for the New World with the promise of 10 cubic feet, the size of a single bed,and a supply of food and water. Most ships' captains didn't obey the rules, and almost half of the passengers died in these coffin ships. They had different skin color from the African slaves, but the same inhumane conditions. Sadly, history repeats itself, and it appears famine will be with us as long as men enslave other men and use food as a weapon.